The biggest news coming out of the August 12th meeting about the Mountain Transit Authority, or MTA, startup in Pocahontas County is that they seem to be settling on three routes, with service on two of those to possibly begin in September. Tim Thomas, the MTA CEO, said that the MTA commuter service to Interstate Hardwoods and a local Marlinton loop, which would include service to Pocahontas Memorial Hospital, PMH, could start as soon as September 3rd, while the third route, a commuter route to Snowshoe Resort, would possibly begin in late November or early December to correspond with the beginning of the ski season. Thomas said that they have pretty well settled on the three routes to begin with, and with possible other future routes such as shopping service to Lewisburg and service to other areas of the county such as Durbin, Cass, and Hillsboro. Those could possibly be added later. Ken Gator from Snowshoe Mountain Resort added that they would really be interested in a Lewisburg route to include stops at the Greenbrier Airport because during ski season, many international skiers arrive at that airport, and right now Snowshoe spends a lot of money to provide transportation for those people to and from the resort. Gator pointed out that the money Snowshoe spends to provide that transportation could be available to the MTA if they took over that transportation to and from the airport. Thomas said that he had seriously considered tweaking the commuter routes to Interstate Hardwoods in Bartow to a morning run directly from Marlinton via routes 39 and 28, with a return trip going across Route 66 and stopping at Cass and the Linwood area near Snowshoe, and return to Marlinton via US 219. However, most of the stakeholders at the meeting felt that could add too much time, namely 2 hours and 8 minutes, to the return trip from Bartow if it went through Cass and Linwood. So the consensus by the end of the meeting was to initially operate the three routes directly. Those are the commuter route directly to and from Interstate Hardwoods, a commuter route directly to and from Snowshoe Resort, which would begin later in the year, and the Marlinton Loop, which will provide service around the town, including service to PMH. Thomas added that there is one thing guaranteed. From his past experiences starting new transit routes, additional needed tweaks to those routes will always be discovered once the service begins. The stakeholders present at this meeting included Ken Gator, the operations vice president at Snowshoe Resort, Danny Arbogast, the director of the Day Report Center, Mary Beth Barr, the CEO of PMH, Lauren Bennett, the director of the County Parks and Recreation, Marlinton Mayor Sam Felton, County Commissioner Walt Helmick, and Roger Trussler of the Rotary Club. Thomas said that the total annual cost for those three routes would be $114,000. He went on to clarify the next step he will be taking in the process. Here is Thomas.
But we're ready. I have to meet with the state this week. I spoke to the Section 5311 coordinator right before I left, and she's getting with the executive director to sit down and come up with the final, what we need to do. Basically, they've already approved it. It's just them just changing the dollar amount that they're going to give us. And we thank the county commission for the $30,000 they gave us. And then we just need to know who the true other players are.
Just to clarify, the other players Thomas refers to are the other possible employers along those commuter routes who might be interested in having their employees also ride those commuter lines. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.